Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Monday, January 13th. First, our winter road report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highways are listed as partly snow-covered throughout Grey Bruce. County roads are partly snow-covered and partly ice-covered, especially around Owen Sound, Chatsworth, Durham, Walkerton, and Hanover. Visibility is mainly good, some drifting reported around Kincardine and southern Bruce County. There's rain in some areas this morning as well. We do have bus cancellations to pass along, brought to you by Bay West Nissan and Leon's Owen Sound. All school buses in Grey Bruce are cancelled. Saugeen Shores Police say they responded to a couple of calls about unwanted people this weekend. On Saturday afternoon, they were called to an apartment complex in Port Elgin for an unwanted person and found a man they believed to be under the influence of a drug. Police asked him to leave several times, then tried to remove him from the unit. That's when, according to officers, he resisted and became assaultive. Police used a taser to aid in his arrest. Meanwhile, police are reminding residents to lock the doors to their houses and vehicles. This comes after a 1 a.m. call to police last week on Elgin Street in Port Elgin. Police say a homeowner found an intoxicated stranger standing in their kitchen. They had entered through an unlocked door. The homeowners tried to help the male, who became agitated and aggressive before leaving the property. Police located him on Market Street, and he was arrested and held in custody. If you live in the Brockton area and you don't have a doctor, there's an opportunity to apply to become a patient. The Brockton and Area Family Health Team says a sign-up day for potential patients of Dr. Mitchell Curry is scheduled to be held at the Walkerton Legion on Wednesday, January 15th from 10 a.m. until 2 in the afternoon. They say Dr. Curry will accept the first 500 patients and the following 500 will go on a waiting list. They say if you can't attend the event, you may have someone attend for you, but you'll need to present a valid health card. More top-ranking Liberals say they will not be running to replace Justin Trudeau as leader on March 9th. Among them, Transport Minister Anita Anand and Labour Minister Stephen McKinnon. Last week, Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly and Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc both announced they would not run to be Liberal leader. That's a look at the news. Now, on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Remax. Denver scored on their first possession and never scored again. Bills went on to a 31-7 win. Buffalo had the ball nearly 70% of the game. Washington won a playoff game for the first time since 06, beating Tampa by 3. The Eagles leaned on their top-ranked defense to defeat Green Bay. Philadelphia hosts the winner of tonight's game between the Vikings and Rams. And the final matchup next week has Houston and Kansas City. In the NHL, Detroit won its seventh straight, downing Seattle. Dallas had its seven-game winning streak snapped after losing to Ottawa. PWHL, New York had an overtime win against Toronto, and Minnesota took over top spot with a victory over Montreal. Canada won gold at the Women's Under-18 World Hockey Championship, and Nick Taylor won the PGA's Sony Open. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. On Saturday, the Owen Sound Attack lost 6-4 to the London Knights. Next action for the Attack is Friday in Brampton. Checking the forecast. There's a snow squall watch for this afternoon and tomorrow for all of Bruce County and northern Grey County. 5 to 10 centimeters today, 50-kilometer wind gusts, minus 3 this afternoon, the wind chill minus 9. Flurries or squalls tonight, minus 11. Tomorrow, 5 to 10 centimeters and a risk of squalls, breezy, and a high of minus 4. Right now, it is 0 in Tobermory, minus 1 in Walkerton and Meaford, and it's 0 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.